Hi everyone. Hello, 大家好。Hello, 大家好。This is Heather, the host from Seattle, who can also speak Cantonese. How's your day so far? I hope you are doing all right and that it will get better over the weekend or week. So do you have any siblings? If you do, are you the oldest, youngest, or...? Today's video will give you an idea as to why you have certain personality traits and why birth order makes such an impact. Let's go over the featured sentence and vocabulary words before I talk any more about this topic. Today's sentence is, at the end of the day, it's important to remember that your personality and your destiny in life is not predetermined at birth. Again, at a slower pace, at the end of the day, it's important to remember that your personality and your destiny in life is not predetermined at birth. 你们在练习今天的句子的时候，记得在第一个字 at, 它的音是比较重一点的，但它后面那个 t 的音是比较轻的。那下一个字就是 the, 那记得那边有个 th, 就要发 th 的音。再下一个字 end, 那边的 d 音也是很轻的。还有 of 也一样，那个 f 音也是很轻。那之后就有 the, 就跟前面的 the 一样。那讲完 day 之后就要等一下，因为那边都有一个 comma, 逗号。那之后在 it's 那边记得要发那个 s 的音。不要忘记它，忘记的话就变成 it。 那下一个字 important, 那它讲的比较快的时候，其实中间那个 t 是没有音的，就不用念到 important 那么重，就 important 就可以了。还有在 to 那边那个 t 音是比较重的。那下一个要注意的字就是 that, 那 that 的话前面就有 th 的音，还有后面是有一个轻的 t 音。那下一个要注意的就是 destiny。 destiny 的话中间有一个很轻的 s 音，还有它那边 tin 还有加 y 在后面，就不要念成 tiny, 它是 tiny, destiny。 那在 life 那边也有一个很轻的 f 音。在 not 的话它的音是比较重的，因为要确保这个句子里你会了解是不是的意思 not。那 predetermined 的话，那边的 d 在中间也是比较重音一点，但它最后那个 d 就是轻的。在 at 那边那个 t 音也是比较轻。那最后一个字 birth, 它后面都有那个 th 的音，都记得要发那个音。Today's vocabulary words are personality, destiny, and predetermined. Personality is a noun.And it means the type of person you are, shown by the way you behave, feel, and think.
中文的意思是个性跟性格。
One's personality defines who they are on the inside. For the word destiny, it is also a noun, and it means the things that will happen in the future.
中文的意思是前途、命运。
Our destiny is in our hands.And lastly, predetermine is a verb, and it means to decide or arrange something at an earlier time.
中文的话是预先决定、预先确定跟事先安排。
We should not predetermine a person's abilities based on their looks. Well, that's it for the featured sentence and vocabulary words.Please make sure to record yourself saying today's sentence. Have you noticed how birth order affects you, your friends, or family? The middle child continues to be forgotten, while the oldest and youngest child's traits are the most noticeable. Only children can vary based on how they were raised and their experiences. And this is coming from someone who is an only child.Remember that our birth order is only one part of why we are who we are. We still are able to change, grow, and become the kind of person we want to be.
记得我们的出生顺序是我们一小部分而已。 那我们未来的话都可以成长，也可以变成我们想做的人。
On another note, now you can use someone's or your birth order as a reason or excuse the next time something happens. Thank you for listening, and please record yourself saying the featured sentence.
我们知道你已经在努力了，我哋知道你已经有努力啦。
We know you are already trying your best.